If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Stock Market Real Estate Tip of the Week in 6 minutes. Peggy Katsopoulos, book is called Kitchen Cures, Revolutionize Your Health with Foods That Heals, published by Pintail. And here again, Dr. Mike Royson.
And I should say, Peggy, that this is a wonderful book, Kitchen Cures, some great recipes, but it is chock full of a lot of really good information. So you should be congratulated on it. I know the website is Peggy K, PEGGYK.com. So the message now is, what do you do as far as, I know you've written a book, do you teach, do you do TV shows? How do you spread this more than just in the book?
Yep, so I also have a TV show also called Kitchen Cures, and that's more on recipes, because there's one thing to give the information. So my book gives a lot of information in terms of content, and I do have a few, around 40 recipes in the back of the book. But, and I have a TV show on the Vrea Living Network that shows you how to put it into practice. Because there's one thing, you know, when everyone's like, I need to eat this, I need to eat this, but how do I do it? And basically, my show is a cooking show where I show every episode is on a certain ailment, just like my book, and I create recipes that help boost your energy, that can help combat stress, that can help improve the look of your skin, that can help with heart health. So I have a heart-healthy recipes. I have recipes if you're diabetic, what to do. So I tailor every episode of my show to create healthy and delicious and easy meals to show you how easy it is to do at home.
Now, we have on the email line, and anyone can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. On the email line, there's a question, I'm going to paraphrase it, that basically says there are different recipes for different diseases. How do you put it all together? Is there one best diet that I can take and prevent all of these things? Because I don't want to just prevent heart disease or cancer. I want to prevent all of those things and depression too.
Yes, and so when you look at your foods in terms of overall health and well-being, and that's what I think you're looking for in the question, is optimal health. And what it comes down to is, again, a lot of greens. When you look at diets, a lot of them have overlapping components. And one, the overlapping components, if you look at it like a Venn diagram, there's always your raw, so in its most natural form as possible, your vegetables and leafy greens. So the greener, the better. And also incorporate a variety of colors. So you want your antioxidants. So things like red bell peppers are really good for you. Things like berries, you know, beets, the anthocyanins from those like dark purple, blue foods are very beneficial. And then omega-3 fatty acids are so important as well to incorporate into your diet. So again, like all your vegetables, your greens, colored vegetables, and your healthy fats, and omega-3s are so important. We always think, you know, omega-3s and omega-6s, but we get enough omega-6s through our diet. So salad dressings have omega-6 fatty acids in them, but we don't get enough omega-3s. So it's really, really important to add those to your diet. So things like chia seeds are really beneficial, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, these types of foods, fish oils, if you do eat fish, really beneficial.
Yeah, I'm going to put another one in since I didn't see it in there, omega-7, which you can see is, at least in our studies, has shown exceptional results. So I'm going to tweak you with that one for the future.
Yes.
Now, in addition to greens and omega-3s, what else do you, in other words, is there a prohibition as another emailer wrote in, red meat in your choices. He said, you often, speaking about me, you often say red meat has no value to the human diet. What does Peggy believe, and does she allow red meat, and how about grass-fed red meat?
Yeah, now, everyone is different. I used to be vegan for a number of years. I now eat fish. And I think everyone is different in the sense that, I mean, if somebody's eating red meat all the time, sometimes they don't want to make the change. And if they are going to eat it, I always say to eat definitely grass-fed. You want to know where your meat comes from. It's organic. There's no hormones. But we really don't need it in our diet. I mean, there are some some things that we get in there, I mean, iron is more absorbable from animal sources than from plant sources. But if you're getting plant-based sources of iron, vitamin C helps with the absorption of it. So there really is no place really in our diet for meat. I haven't had meat in years, and I feel great. But for some people that do like it and do feel that they need it, I mean, it's you know, I don't want to take it away from them completely, but just do small amounts and make sure that it's very, very clean.
We've been talking to Peggy K, I'm going to say, because that's her website, www.peggyk.com, is the address. The book is Kitchen Cures, Revolutionize Your Health with Foods That Heal. It's chock full of wonderful ideas. We're going to now go to the Real Age Tip of the Week. Joe? And the Real Age Tip this week is your blood pressure lower than you think? Or did your blood pressure just get better? You're probably thinking, sure, you docs, and world peace is right around the corner. No, we're not delusional, except for my fantasy that LeBron is going to return to the Cleveland Cavaliers. If we're right, it could save you big bucks and the country millions. Here's the scoop. Yes, high blood pressure is epidemic around the world. And in fact, if you know only one number, it should be your blood pressure. And it should be the top number no higher than 115, the bottom number no higher than 75. If we're right, it could save you big bucks and the country billions. And here's the scoop. If four of you are having dinner and you're all old enough to drive, at least one of you is likely to be treated for high blood pressure and another likely has it. Well, maybe not, but new evidence says that up to 25% of those being treated for high blood pressure don't have it, and 30% of those not being treated for it do have it. And it's because blood pressure readings are so inaccurate. You're likely heard of white coat hypertension, the blood pressure you get just being around docs, no matter how charming we are. That's only part of what can mess up your reading. So can rushing, having coffee, cola, alcohol, food, even, God forbid, tobacco or secondhand smoke within 30 minutes of being cuffed, crossing your legs, needing to pee, just talking, the list goes on and on. The best way to check your blood pressure is to wear an ambulatory monitor for 24 hours or just take 5 readings 2 minutes apart. The gizmos for the ambulatory cost around $2,500. They're getting cheaper with iPhones and things like that. But there's evidence that getting your true blood pressure, that is 5 blood pressures 2 minutes apart while you're resting quietly for 5 minutes, or getting a blood pressure routinely in your home will do the trick. Take it in the morning when you're quiet. The Real Age benefit of controlling your blood pressure, 9 years younger on average. Joe?
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good tasting and all natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.